Future is now. And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name's Charles Story. I will be your host the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the city of London, Shoreditch. So let's get down to business. Let me just set the picture real quick. I'm here in the heart of Shoreditch, all known as the Old East End. It's a beautiful day here in the city of London. I've got my shades on. It's around 29 degrees, which is unheard of in England. And with everyone out here in Shoreditch is under shade. Everyone's got their sun cream on. I mean, it's boiling. There's a great vibe. Everyone's got a smile on their face, and I think everyone's going to be going to the pub early today, which is another bonus, as always, in London. So let's get right down to business, and here's what's been happening the last kind of 24 hours in the crypto space. Bitcoin is trading at $6,627. That's up 5% in the last 24 hours. We have Ethereum currently trading at $476. That's up 186% in the last 24 hours. One of the stories that was initiated, the small rally we've seen in Ethereum today, was the fact that EOS from their crowd sale has apparently stopped selling Ethereum because they've sold all of it and they're not going to be selling any more Ethereum because there's none left. And they've been selling or putting massive pressure on Ethereum for a little while now while getting rid of all their ETHs. We also have EOS currently trading at $9. That's up 14% in the last 24 hours. This has been looking like an interesting... $7, I think, was an interesting price for EOS, and I think it's definitely shown that in the quick bounce back up to $9 that we've seen the last 24 to 48 hours. Let's look at NEO. NEO is currently trading at $37.79. NEO's up 16% today thus far. I think NEO's got a lot further to go, but listen, this is not trading or financial advice, it's just our in-house view. With that in mind, let's get on to the next part of the show. Let's kick things off today with one of the stories that came out of Korea. So Korea's oldest mileage program may convert cash points to crypto. So let's jump in. So the company behind OK Cashback, the oldest and most popular mileage points program in South Korea, is mulling a plan to convert cash points accumulated by its users into cryptocurrency. So operated by SK Planet, the e-commerce arm of communication giant SK Telecom, OK Cashback was launched in 1999 to reward users who purchase goods and services from SK affiliated merchants. In an interview today, SK Planted said a plan to introduce a blockchain system to tokenize cash points has been shared with the company's top level management. One aspect of the plan would involve the creation of a so-called stablecoin, or a cryptocurrency that maintains a fixed value, given that the points in question are tied to the Korean won. While the bid, temporarily called OKX, is subject to further research ahead of any formal debate, it's notable development given the existing user base of OK Cashback and the number of merchants that accept the usage of OK Cashback points. According to the report, the program now has over 35 million users, with more than 50,000 affiliated merchant stores, where consumers can spend their rewards. They also can exchange points for cash if they earn more than 50,000 points. And while SK Planet could not calculate the exact amount of its reserve, the company told media sources today in Korea that the amount of points within its system could be worth more than $100 billion. More broadly, the report also indicated that SK Planet's move may run into regulatory hurdles, even if the company decides to roll out an initiative. According to the report, OK Cashback's cash point system is currently categorized as a prepaid electronic payment services firm. Offering this type of service may obtain approval from South Korea's Financial Service Commission. This is a big story because you have to think about how many users these guys have. They have 35 million users and more than 50,000 stores that accept this. Now, if they could move into a cryptocurrency, and there won't be all of them, it'd be one in particular, this would serve for mass adoption in South Korea. Even though it's already probably one of the most adapted places for the crypto space, it's just pushing it that one step further. And it also gives other companies out there who are in the same industry as this company, OK Cashback, that it can be done, this is how it's going to roll out, and here's an example of how you should do it, or how you shouldn't do it for that matter. But it gives more people trust. It's going to help push this forward. Withdrawals delayed. Blip flyer scanning for Yakuza customers. So let's jump in. BitFly has been delaying deposits and withdrawals of virtual currency in the midst of an ongoing KYC verifications. The company received business improvement orders from the Japanese financial watchdog in June as a result of insufficient measures against money laundering. So, in virtual currency trading, deposits and withdrawals are said to be the main stage of money laundering. According to the financial service agency, the company neglected to confirm the identities of their users, which led to allowing the antisocial forces or members of the Japanese mafia to trade crypto. For this reason, the company is now readdressing the list of its customers, and all deposits and withdrawals are being currently scanned. According to a customer, despite requesting withdrawal on June 25th, he was not able to confirm the transaction by the morning of July 2nd. Last May, the Maniac newspaper revealed that some of the divisions of Japan's organized crime syndicates, also commonly known as the Yakuza, were using crypto exchanges to launder money. The Japanese mafia allegedly transferred more than $270 million of their funds overseas, according to the Maniac. We strongly recommend the six Japanese cryptocurrency exchanges to remove all ties with anti-social forces, the FSA told news.bitcoin.com. As the cryptocurrency industry is growing in Japan, the FSA pointed out the necessity for crypto exchanges, together with the local authorities, to create an increasingly secure environment for proper monitoring systems in place, including screening users' IDs. Although Japan is historically known for its police force, collaboration with the local mafia, also known as the Yakuza, recently organized crime exclusively were breaking laws that came into effect in 2011, criminalizing individuals whose companies would come in to facilitate their business affairs. The authorities sent a warning, just like the FSA did on June 22nd, but when persisting in doing business with the accuser, one may have their name released to the public, be fined, or imprisoned. That's pretty crazy if you think about it, that they're so, I mean, that the police work with the accuser. I mean, and somehow that's wrapped into crypto. I mean, this is quite a negative story, because this is what happens when new technology happens. If you look at the internet, when that started, the first business that made money or made profit or any money on the internet was porn websites. I mean, they were the first ones to actually make money on the internet. But, you know, you look at it now, you have Amazon, you have all these other companies out there that are looking to add value, that are looking to create a service or deliver a service. People sell shoes, people sell clothes, people sell anything you can possibly imagine online. But when a new technology is just beginning, you have the good and the bad actors, the yin and the yang, and you're always going to have that. So I don't think the Yakuza are really going to have too much to do with crypto in the next 10 to 20 years. I'm going to be speaking about something a little bit different next. I'm going to be speaking about an article. Dan Larimer, the co-founder and founder of EOS and Block One, wrote regarding what's been happening recently. The intent of Coder's Law. The EOS community have basically embarked on a grand experiment to see if it can combine the best aspects of crypto contracts, and human dispute resolution that make EOS the first smart Ricardian contract blockchain. The decentralized birth of new blockchain and the government system can be messy because everyone is trying to figure out the rules. Some people want to replicate existing legal structures, others want to regulate all manner of behavior, and others want to learn and retain Coder's Law. From watching the community launch on EOS.io-based blockchain, I have already learned a lot. I have seen that if you give people arbitrary power to resolve arbitrary disputes, then everything becomes a dispute and the decisions made are arbitrary. The more power the arbitrator has, the more vicious and petty the disputes become and the less predictable the outcome. So the promise of Coder's Law. The single most compelling feature of Coder's Law is the removal of any room for dispute. All contractual terms are laid out by the code, which will be executed faithfully, assuming there is no censorship. This gives all parties strong guarantees and predictability, except where there are bugs or differences between the expectation of parties using the code and what actually runs. EOS set out recognizing that bugs happen and the community need a process of quickly establishing the intent of smart contracts and to resolve things accordingly. There is nothing more than formalization and acceleration of the kind of process Ethereum used to resolve the DAO hack or the Bitcoin used to resolve the 0.7-0.8 fork. The chaos of free-form contracts. Free-form contracts, aka what we used to have used 1,000 years ago, are subject to a manner of subjective and unpredictable enforcement. Everything from establishing and validity of signatures to the definitions of words to the very validity of the terms is subject to debate. This makes them very expensive to enforce and gives the governance system unlimited power. So Riccadian contract specifies both free forms terms as well as code terms. The EOS community is currently debating it and how to enforce the free form terms. These terms include things like required disclosure of block producer ownership and certification of facts under plenty of perjury. Others want new terms to regulate everything, similar to how government regulators do. So need for objective boundaries. So use of the EOS blockchain needs some guarantees from the community in order to feel safe and secure. If everything on the block is, or the blockchain itself, is subject to mob rule, then no one is safe. If the community does not have strong, objective organizing principles, then everything is subject to interoperability and becomes unpredictable and arbitrary. This ensuing debate and conflict can tear a community apart. Block one calls for an end to all arbitrary orders other than to render non-binding opinions on the intent of the code. I believe the elected block producers should be the jury, which must render a 2-3+1 decision to freeze a broken contract and or to replace a broken contract with one that operates according to the original intent as determined by the arbitration. This means that the elected block producer have the same power as demonstrated by Ethereum in the DAO contract bug. It is just formalized and in the hands of the broken voters instead of being informal and in the hands of hash power voters. I think it's really interesting because what's been happening with EOS recently, of the government's models, it's interesting to see that Dan Larimer has come out and he's written a great article, you can check it out on Medium, about what's going on, what's happening, different types of smart contracts, how they're going to move forward, what the mistakes were, and how we can move past that and onto bigger, greater things. Well, listen, that's a wrap from me. Thank you so much for your time and attention as always. And remember to check us out on our socials. Follow us on Twitter at @SVK_crypto. Join our kicking Telegram. That's where it all goes down, which is SVK crowd. And you can also email myself, cstory@svkcrypto.com, which is cstory@svkcrypto.com. That's a wrap. I got to bounce. Got to go watch England play in the World Cup. Because I got to support the country that I live in, man. That's where it all goes down in England, United Kingdom, and in particular London. So listen, let's make it happen. Let's do this. That's a wrap.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto Podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at @SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.svkcrypto.com.